Today we are interviewing Ellen Safranik of the NFPC, the National Federation of Priest Consuls. We're here in Chicago, Illinois. I must say, looking out the window, it is snowing and it's cold. It's December, and what would you expect the day before Christmas? Ellen is going to talk about some of the things that the NFPC, the National Federation of Priest Consuls, is doing for priests and what's on their agenda. So, Ellen, thank you for this interview, and I give the microphone to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Father Gene. It's a privilege to do this with you, and I appreciate it. Just a couple of things that we're starting off with in the new year. 2009 is coming up. We have a multi-parish ministry workshop that we're co-sponsoring with the Conference of Pastoral Planning and Council Development. That's coming up February 9th and 10th, and that's going to be held at the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein. The program is essentially for pastors, planners, and practitioners in a multi-parish environment, which includes priests, staffs and staff deacons, parish life coordinators, parish staff leaders, and also seminarians. We invite all of you who are listening to check this out more. You can go to our website, www.nfpc.org. There's detailed information on this particular conference. It's going to be presented by Mark Mogilka, who's he's on the Pastoral Planning Staff and Stewardship Committee on the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and also Kathleen Wiskus, who's Associate Dean of Formation at Mundelein Seminary. They both have done extensive work, in this field, and they would be looking forward to having you with them. So again, I invite you to check out our website and www.nfpc.org, and just take it from there. I also want to point out that our convention this year is really kind of special. The theme of the convention is the Parish of Tomorrow Today, and it's sort of, we're moving the National Ministry Summit, which we did last year in Orlando, forward to talk about some of the issues that came up at the National Ministry Summit last year. That was a summit that had six organizations, and we were part of it. We're starting off the convention with Father Ron Rollheiser, who is going to do an all-day pre-convention workshop called Living and Ministering Beyond Our Weaknesses, the Struggle for a More Radical Sincerity. We are really privileged to have Father Ron with us. We're going to be in San Antonio for the convention, and he's the president of the Oblate School of Theology, so he offered to be with us for most of the time that we're there. The convention is going to be held from Monday, April 27th, through Thursday, April 30th. Again, this is all going to be on our website. We're doing this interview a few days before. It's going to be all up on our site, but it'll be up before the first of the year. So we're excited about that. We're also having Cardinal Roger Mahoney speak on a topic, as I have done for you, Does the Vision Still Hold? This is part of a pastoral letter he did a number of years ago that was really quite well respected in the...
Remember that, yes.
Yes, within the church here in the United States. So I think that's a very cogent topic that he's going to be, speaking to us about. Father Rollheiser also is going to do a plenary presentation called Setting Our Ecclesial Gauges to Reflect True Catholicism, Living and Ministering in Today's Parish. That, again, I think anything that Father Rollheiser touches is exciting. We're really looking forward to this. Also, Dr. Ed Hahnberg, who is a professor of theology at Xavier University, is going to be speaking on the call to be Paul. This is the year of Paul, so this is very appropriate. Lay Ecclesial Ministry Today and the Pastor of Tomorrow. Dr. Hahnberg just wrote an article that appeared for the Catholic Press Service called The Nature of Religion in America. So I you know, point you to that. It appeared in The Witness, which is the paper of the Archdiocese of Dubuque. But I think it offers some insights into the type of work he does. So that's going to be interesting. Also, Father Alan Figueroa Deck is one of our main speakers, and we're really excited about having him. This is really one of our, all our conventions are good, but this is a special one. Mm-hmm. It's called Awakening Our Pastoral Imaginations, Evangelizing Parishes. So Father Deck is the new executive director of the U.S. Bishops Conference Office of Cultural Diversity. He has some great ideas. We're having an article in Touchstone prior to the convention come out by him, and we're looking forward to his presence with us, to be with us. Also, Terry Robinson is going to speak on Living in the World of Possibility right now. Well, who is Terry Robinson? She is the executive director of the National Catholic Leadership Roundtable on Church Management. She is quite a lady. I think you are going to be interested in hearing what she has to say. The roundtable has done a lot of work in the last about 3 years with parishes and dioceses, especially regarding accountability. I think she'll have a lot to say and a lot to offer, you know, to our participants. So please think about coming to this. You know, we offer this to all priests in the United States. Certainly, our mailings will be going out to all our members, all our 114 member dioceses, presbyteral councils. But everybody's invited to this. It's really it's exciting. There's also going to be five workshops on Thursday, April 30th. One is called Enhancing Parish Support Through Electronic Offertory, which is a lot of parishes are doing nowadays. Global Solidarity in the Catholic Tradition with Father David Garcia, who is a senior advisor, clergy outreach of Catholic Relief Services. He was previously rector of the Cathedral of San Fernando in San Antonio. The consultative pastor, competing visions of councils at Vatican II. That's with Dr. Mark Fisher, who teaches at St. John's Seminary in Camarillo, California. Living Your Way, Planning for Income and Retirement. Mark Young, who's an associate and vice president of Morgan Stanley, is going to be there. And also, What Really Does the Church Mean by Evangelization? Father Deck is going to be doing that workshop. I want to point out also that there's liturgical. There's going to be liturgies on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, our main liturgy is going to be with Archbishop Jose Gomez, and it's going to be at the Cathedral of San Fernando. That is one of the premier cathedrals, one of the oldest in the United States. It's been recently renovated. I've been there since it's been renovated. I certainly invite you to be there. That would be worth the price of the convention.
Good point.
So there's also going to be some tours that we're going to be sponsoring to the Alamo, and very likely to the Riverwalk. Many of you may have heard about that. If you haven't been there, it's one of San Antonio's main tourist attractions. I think there'll be likely be other tourists to the missions in and around San Antonio. If you're familiar with the area, San Antonio is very multicultural, one of the most multicultural places in the United States, probably beside California, where they had many different ethnic groups settling in the San Antonio area. It's really exciting. And there's a museum there of Texan cultures, which if you're coming earlier, you might want to, or staying later, I would definitely advise going to this. It's real exciting. Also, the convention is going to be following on the heels of the fiesta, the San Antonio fiesta. There's a lot of reasons to come beside the convention, so you can make the convention your, the icing on the cake. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it with great anticipation this year.
Like I might add, I gave a retreat at this diocese, and I did do the missions, One of the priests on the retreat was in charge of the missions, and I must say it was a wonderful experience to realize how those missions began and how important they were to the people of that time. It was a religious experience, more than just visiting what was a building. You realize how the faith was being passed on at that time. And of course the cathedral, I've been in that, and that is awesome. And I used to do quite a few nice liturgies, if I'm not mistaken, on television from there.
Yes.
When Elizondo was there. Vigilio.
Yes.
Yes. So, you want to add anything more?
Yes, I do. I do. I want to end with, it's also a special reason to consider coming to the convention this year. Our Touchstone Award recipient is the priest that is conducting this interview. Father Gene Hemrick will be receiving our annual Touchstone Award this year for all the work he's done for priests of the United States for many years, for retreats, for his column. There's too many things to list. And also, this year we are beginning, this is the first year of a new award we're giving. It's called the Mandatum Award. This is for people other than priests who have spoken on behalf of priests who have done things for priests and acted in priests' behalf in many different areas. And this year, the first award will go to Sister Katarina Schuth, who is a professor of theology at the University of St. Thomas, St. Paul Seminary in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're extremely excited about having her receive this award, and we're very excited to invite you to the convention.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I am just...